the mind that wants, you know, certain amount of gymnastic to get there, that's exactly what we have to do. And most of us, God knows I have, to do it. But there are mind, I know, enlightened soul, that didn't take more than 3 years. 3 years, look at the Jesus, Esau. And because once you realize time does not exist by your own experience, you got it made. Because there is nothing concrete anymore. Time makes everything concrete. The creation of the mind is the most intelligent creation anybody could ask for. And yet, is nothingness, depending who is looking at it. Any comment or question about this? Because it's a very, very, it has the power to break shell. So if you have any question, let's bring it out.
Well, there are minds and there are minds. I mean, like Gandhi's mind left a print that helped millions of people.
Yes, you will call Gandhi's mind, I will call a purified mind is the avenue of the awareness, avenue of the truth. When I said mind, I'm talking about this creation, when the mind creates things.
Yeah.
Gandhi's mind, as you think it is,
yeah,
it was not what create. It tried to become passive. He tried to bring his mind into India. Mm-hmm. Passive mind, do nothing. Mm-hmm. That's a Buddha mind. So that is a higher mind. That's a purifying mind. That's a mind that has lost its tendency of I have to do something, I have to fight it, I have to conquer it, I have to bring it. He had none of that. And yet the power behind it was exceptional, was it not?
Yeah. But people admire that, I guess that's what I was getting
to
say.
Oh yes, absolutely. That. Gandhi's mind is much better to be admired than not Gandhi's mind. But there is such a thing that, to a degree, you know, and I said it in my book, some people are tasting wine, and some people already finished the bottle. And some people are looking for a shop to buy their wine, and some people don't even know what wine is. And some people are already intoxicated by it, where the others laugh at them and say, where the hell did they come from? What is their origin? Why are they so mad?
I can't believe that nobody knows what wine is.
I know! Did you see Sideway?
Yeah, oh yeah, I did! I just, when you said that, it brought back a flashback because I actually, as a little girl, would stomp grapes in my papoose backyard to make the homemade wine.
Oh! Bring us wine next week when you come.
Yeah, I don't think you'd love Racina. I mean, it's a real heavy duty Greek wine. I don't know if you'd enjoy that or not. It's pretty dense.
Let's see what I know about the Greek.
The Greek wine.
The Calimera, Calispera, Picanite.
Picanite.
Yes. Well, I'm glad I gave the example of the wine. It was appropriate. I think Richard is sitting here with a grin ear to ear.
I'm enjoying it.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. Oh yes, Patricia.
Patricia. Where is she? She hasn't been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't. She got a new boyfriend. I give that as a gift for her birthday. I'm serious. I explained to them, and then I said, this is your gift for your birthday.
And it has a lot of meaning.
Yeah. You remember. I'll bring it, put it in my house.
Yes. Tony has one. What is his birthday?
Well, he is well known. I think she put more care into mine.
No, he had pretty much, because that was the beginning when Tony came, and he had a lot of luggage.
But you know, once you learn to see through all that shit on the line, you got to say, you're going to be just seeing that to yourself.
That's the progress.
That's progress, yeah.
But you're imagining yourself. Yeah. And then we come here and we go through that one.
One page, so sometimes.
Meditation that is very, very powerful, and depending on the temperament of some people, I get it. It's just sit down and say, I'm nobody. People terrified of being nobody, and yet that's their freedom. That's when the freedom comes, when they're nobody. And some people, if they're very logical, very mindful, they would be like crucified if you tell them, you tell yourself, I don't know anything. And yet that's their salvation. So,
it all begins, it's the minute we are in the circumstances in our environment, that's when the ego, that's when we start strengthening our ego.
That's right. Ego is identification. Ego is identification with the body and mind. That's what ego is. Identification with body and mind. And once you identify with that, a can of worms is open. And I always say that in the time of Adam and Eve, if had it not been for that leaf that they left and said, that God not naked, they put the leaf on. That was the beginning of the body consciousness. They realized they were naked. Shame is the mother of self, of identification with the self. Who has shame for what? And they realized we have shame, dear God. Baba said to a bunch of women that had guilt, you know, women had a lot of guilt. He said, guilt was not of God. So just figure out where you got it. And God is omnipresent, right? And so they must have gotten it from someplace out of it. It's so many luggage you don't need to carry. Only because you identify with name and form. That book I wrote about the most precious animal, you have the tape of it. You have the CD? That one, it talks about seven children going up the mountain and making that enlightened soul. Seven is body, mind, and five senses. And that enlightened soul that they need is the real self. And they have to rise in consciousness and drop all the concepts in order to even see that there was a realized being up there. And what I did in that story, I made sure that they have no name. No name whatsoever. Because once you give a name to something, you have conquerized it. It's no longer fluid. God. It's just a matter of words. Don't take it literally. So name it and look at this country. I'm sorry, I love the United States as far as the nature goes. But they even name their hurricane. And they wonder why it destroys so many people's homes.
That's a great laugh. This is who I am, and I can really make a statement while I'm here.
Tornado Dennis. Tornado Marianne. Earthquake Trish. How? Why? We conquerize everything that we sit down on and cry. Anybody knows what time it is? I don't want to force that out of practice.
We might be on linear time here.
I know. Believe me, I would sit here forever. I just don't want to give too much out. Or it could be just too much. As long as you guys enjoy, I'm here.
Even be here every Tuesday night? Maybe like
Tuesday and Thursday.
Thursday.
I'm glad you're making a mistake. Yes. It's in such a small room, such an insignificant seven people here, and such an air-shaking trip. Go figure it out.
That is hilarious.
When you go to Hawaii and you, oh God.
Next week, I have something to share
with all of you
next
week. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. Yes. Share anything you want. Only one life will soon be done. Only what's done for you will love. We need to live this entry. For me to live this entry. Jesus will be taught. Jesus will be taught.
Ricky, can you talk?